So, my good boy, I'm going to try something a little different today. I'm sure you won't mind. Actually, I'm confident that you're going to love it. Just like you love everything I make you do. Because you are my good boy after all. First things first, I'm going to need you to be naked for me. Even if it's cold, just put the heat up and get ready to do as you're told. I don't mind where you are. You can be lying in bed or sitting in a chair or even on your couch. All that matters is that you're comfortable and you're ready to follow my instructions. And last but not least, I obviously want your cock to be hard for me. But don't you dare touch it. You don't need to touch it to make it hard, do you? It probably started getting erect the moment that you heard my delicious, sexy voice. Or even better, the moment that you saw I had posted a brand new audio for my good boy. I want you as hard as you've ever been, and ready to fuck yourself for me. And of course, I want you to call me Miss the whole time. Because I own you, after all, my good boy. So I reckon you didn't need much time to get hard for me, right? Here's what I want you to do today. When I say so, I want you to start stroking your hard cock slowly. Pick a nice slow rhythm and make sure you can keep it, because I want you to fuck yourself at that same rhythm non-stop until the end. You are not allowed to take your hand off your cock until it's over, and you're not allowed to come until I say so. Since you're such a good boy, though, I'll allow you to keep yourself from coming early by squeezing your cock hard, taking a deep breath, and then starting over again. But if that's not enough to keep yourself from coming, well, if that's not enough, then you're going to take your hand off of your cock and ruin your orgasm, and then keep listening to me until the end, without touching your cock again, even if it gets hard again. If you're able to hold onto it until the very end, I promise you, the slowest, hardest, most satisfying orgasm you've ever had. And it's all going to be thanks to your miss. Now you better get ready, because stroking starts now. Stroke for me. Keep it slow, keep it steady, and listen to me. Don't you wish I was there with you? Don't you wish it wasn't your hand stroking your hard cock, but mine? I would have you all tied up, at my complete mercy, as I stroke you slowly, teasingly, torturing you with every pleasure. I can already hear you begging me to go faster, but no, no, no. Today we are taking our time. I want to build a big orgasm and an equally big load. Begging is useless. Actually, if I was with you, you wouldn't even be able to beg. I'd probably have you gagged with my panties and unable to let anything out but delicious moans. Oh, how I would love to feel you shiver and quiver under my touch as I take you on the slow road to ecstasy. Your cock would be in heaven with me. I'd look into your eyes and see the pleasure I give you. See how much you want to come for me already. But I would also see how much of a good boy you are. Trying to resist the urge to explode into my hand. Doing your utter best to please and satisfy me. I would be able to see how much I own you. How much you belong to me. And how much you love that. There is nobody else who makes you feel like I do. Not your wife. Not your girlfriend. Not anybody you've ever been with. Only I can make you feel that way. Only I can give you such intense pleasure. And that's why you keep coming back to me. That's why you always do as I say. And that's why you're my good boy. Now keep stroking for me, my good boy. This is only the beginning. So, how's it going for you? Have you already had to stop and squeeze your cock? That's perfectly all right if you have. I've allowed you to, so as long as you don't come without permission, and you keep stroking slowly. You may squeeze your cock to try and stop the orgasm. It's only natural that you would want to come for me. I made you hard. I'm the one making you stroke. and I shall be the one to reward you with an orgasm. So keep stroking for me, ever so slowly. Imagine me with you, my hand locked on your cock as I tell you all the dirty things you inspire me. You're such a good boy, and I want to use you so bad. Imagine me sitting on your lap right now, teasingly stroking your cock with my hand, my sweet wet pussy so close to it. My panties are still in your mouth, but I know you want. You want me to sit on your hard, needy cock. You want my pussy to embrace your twitching, horny dick. You want me to take you right here, right now. You want me to fuck you the way only I can. But that won't do. You're my good boy, and my good boy doesn't have any wants. My good boy only has needs. And so you need me to take you. You need me to fuck you, don't you? But I won't. I won't do it today. Because before you can be awarded what you need, you have to deserve it. I don't want you to get it because you've been begging for it, no matter how well you've begged. I want you to get it because you've been such a good boy for me that a reward is in order. And the first step to getting said reward is to keep stroking your cock until you're allowed to come. I know it's difficult to stroke for me and not come. Even if you've allowed yourself to stop and slow down and squeeze your cock to stop yourself from exploding. But you've got to do it. That's what it means to be a good boy. You do as I say. And you know that if you do as I say, the reward you get is more than worth it. Isn't that right? Of course it is, my good boy. Now, let's go back to your imagination. As you're still stroking your cock at this low rhythm, I'm still with you, and my hand is still stroking you. But my panties are not in your mouth anymore. Something else is. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's my pussy. My soft, tasty, wet pussy that you're eating with such delight and devotion. Oh, you're my good boy. You know what to do. The better you eat my pussy, the harder my grip is on your cock. But I won't be going faster, and you're not going to come. Oh, don't you really wish I was there with you? I was really sitting on your face so you could devour my pussy like a good boy. Too bad I'm not. So you're left having to imagine what it would be like to be underneath me and to know what I taste like. All you have is your hand slowly stroking your dick for me while you listen to all the filthy, dirty things I tell you and you follow all of my instructions. Are you still stroking? I hope so. You're a good boy, and there's no way you could have come already and ruined it. Maybe you're squeezing your cock really hard right now, trying your best not to climax because you're my good boy. And you know that you can only come when I say so. Whichever it is, don't stop. I want you to keep going for me. I want you to be so desperate for release, so needy for pleasure. You will get that orgasm, my good boy. But on my terms only. I own you, your cock, and your pleasure, so I can do whatever I want with you. And what I want at the moment is for you to keep stroking your hard, twitching cock to my voice. Say, my good boy, you have a free hand, don't you? I want you to start using that one too. I want you to put it down on your balls and gently massage them. I want you to build up a very nice, very big load for me. Give those heavy balls of yours some loving while the other hand keeps going slowly up and down. Up and down on your rock hard, twitching cock. Don't you wish I'd allow you to go faster? Now that we're also teasing your balls? But I won't. I told you before. Today, we are going slow. You are going to build an explosive orgasm for me. And you're going to do it because you're such a good boy. Say, what do you think I'd be doing if I was with you? Teasing you with more than just my voice? We already know that my panties would be in your mouth. And when you're not eating my pussy, that is. What would I be doing to your cock other than slowly stroking it? Perhaps my other hand would be on your balls, just like what you're currently doing. Or perhaps you had proven to be such a good boy. I would be using my mouth on your balls. Can you imagine it? Me, the woman who owns you, slowly stroking your cock while I kiss and lick and suck on your balls. You probably wouldn't be able to resist coming for long, so I'd have to stop. But for this brief moment in time, I'd be teasing both your cock and your balls. You would be in heaven. Plus, we both know that I wouldn't stop at that. The longer you can last, the dirtier I would be teasing you. I would use every part of my body to tease you and torture you until you climax in pure sexual ecstatic bliss. Right now, it's my hand on your cock, but later it would be my breasts. My soft, beautiful breasts, slowly bouncing around your needy cock, while you moan in delight and desperation through my panties. And then, if you could last so far, I'd give your dick a taste of my sensual mouth. Imagine my lips locking around the head of your cock, and then slowly going down, all the way down to the base. I'm confident I could easily deep throat you. And then, just as slowly as they went down, my lips would go back up, and you'd hear me slurp all of that pre-cum that's trying to exit your cock. I wouldn't be able to stop at once, though. Soon my head would be slowly bobbing on your cock again as I listened to you trying to beg me to go faster to let you come. And finally, if you proved to be the best good boy, that's when you'd be rewarded with my tight, wet, welcoming pussy. And just as slowly as I stroked you, just as slowly as I sucked you, I would fuck you. And you know you can't come inside me, no matter how much of a good boy you are. I would allow you to put your hand on my hips, to hold me as I teasingly ride you. And I would take my panties off of your mouth so that I could hear you beg me and let you come. You know how much I love the sound of your begging voice. Please, miss, please let me come. Oh, I've been such a good boy, miss. Please let me come. How much I enjoy hearing you say those things to me. I could get off on the sound of you begging me alone. Oh, talking about you begging me. I hope you are begging right now. I want you to beg me to let you come. If you've lasted that long, slowly stroking your cock while listening to me, you are definitely a good boy. And that's why I want you to beg. Because that's the only way good boys get their reward. So beg me. That's my good boy. Begging me just like I told him to do. Alright. Let's get you ready to burst. I want you to take the hand that's on your balls off of them and just start licking and sucking this hand's fingers. I don't care if you put one, two, or all five of them in your mouth. I want you to suck them as if they were mine, as if you were worshiping my fingers. Suck on them real hard. Try not to bite them when I let you explode. I bet you can already feel the orgasm in your cock. Trying to get out. Trying to be free. We're almost there. Keep stroking. I want you to feel the orgasm slowly building inside of you. With each stroke, I want you to feel yourself getting closer and closer to the point of no return for me. Moan for me. Suck on your fingers for me. Stroke for me. Let the pleasure invade you and take over your very core. And come for me. I want you to come right now. And don't even think about stroking faster. I want you to keep going slow through the whole orgasm. You've been such a good boy. Oh, you deserve it. Keep slowly stroking your cock. I want you to milk out every single drop of cum for me. And only when you're done, you can let go of your cock. Until then, you keep stroking for me and you keep cumming for me. You're such a good boy. How'd that feel, my good boy? It was good, right? No, don't answer. Just stay there. Enjoy that beautiful sensation that you get after such a good orgasm. And since I know you want to thank me, my good boy, you're welcome.